We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
No, it wasn't enjoyable, but it was definitely a gaming experience.
I think me and Evan played this server, and we, like, mined out of the map. They used to, like, they had Bedrock server. Well, they weren't really Bedrock, but it was, like, they had Minecraft Pocket Edition servers, like, monopolized.
Were you nice to them? I forgot. Were you nice to them?
Yeah, I was just, like, on Twitter, can I get everything for free for radio? I was like, yeah, sure.
No, but the problem is, they're not renewable. They're, like, disposable. Like, they go away.
They stole my money, so this might be a bit biased, but they stole my money.
In most people's eyes, it's probably just going to be like a ripoff of Hypixel's party games.
In my opinion, like, Hypixel, you can't really top it yet, but you will be able to. Oh, Jigster's worse than me!
Alright lads, welcome back to the Inside Minecraft podcast, the podcast regarding everything inside Minecraft. I'm Insane Orbits, joined again today with Jake Zyt, MCPE. How are you today, Jake?
I'm doing good, Orbits. How are you?
Bad.
Oh, why's that?
Just bad. You know, it's been a long day, tired. Leave my job on Thursday, so that's fun.
Good.
Well, technically, when this comes out, I left my job. Okay, anyways, we have a guest today, so we're switching up a little bit. We're not interviewing people today. We're doing a... Well, do you want to explain what we're doing, Jake?
We're doing a Minecraft Bedrock featured server tier list. Woo!
With who?
No one, obviously.
Just us two.
Yep.
It's going to be a bit awkward when we don't agree with the same thing then, because we normally need a third person to help us kind of like...
We have Super Gamer!
Right. Oh my god!
Hi, no way! Hello!
Welcome to the podcast, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
I would interview, oh well, we would interview you, but we're going to wait.
Famous enough.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. You're not famous enough. But maybe in the future when you get like a few more subscribers and we can talk to you a bit more about
yourself.
Yeah,
when you get to 11K, hit me up.
Are you not 11K? How many subs do you have?
I don't know, you want to check over it?
I didn't think I had to do my research because, well, you know, we're not interviewing you, but I'll take a look now, hold up. Super Gamer DX. Oh, that's 15K subscribers! That's pretty sick! Oh, well done, you. Well done on 15K, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh my god. Okay, cool. So today we're doing a tier list. Me, Jake, and Super. It's not a Hive content creator tier list, because they're pretty dead. We're doing a... A Minecraft server tier list. A Minecraft Bedrock one with Hypixel, because as you do. And then in the future, we might do a follow-up one with like other ones like Mine Men and the MCC wannabe one.
Zeka! Mine Men.
Zeka, yeah, of course, that one as well. Before we start, Super, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us who you are, what you do.
Hello, I am Super. I am friend of Jakester, therefore I am friend of Sipover. Yeah, that's it. That's really all I got under my resume. I don't have much.
You're the funny ex-trolling guy, right?
Not ex-trolling.
Oh, you're still trolling.
I'm going to be doing a bit of that to you.
Oh, no. So. Is that what this podcast is about? I thought we were going to have a nice, sensible podcast, Super Gamer.
Well, why do you pick me for that?
Yeah, we're not having a sensible podcast. And Jake, do you want to introduce yourself as well in case people don't know who you are?
Yeah, people kind of forgot about you, man. I'm like the second co-host here. It's been a while.
No, this podcast wouldn't be the Inside Minecraft podcast without Jake. It just wouldn't be as good without Jake, so...
Yeah, it would just be like the craft cast, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm being serious though. Without a co-host and without Jake specifically, I don't know. And yeah, sometimes he's replaceable, don't get me wrong. But he's altogether, he's irreplaceable, you know? See, Jake? I care about you, Jake, sir.
Everyone has some flaws, Jake, sir. Everyone has some sort of flaw. You know, yours is just being replaceable.
Jake, can you just take that as a compliment, all right? It was intended to be nice. Okay?
That sounds like a pretty big flaw.
It's not a flaw. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes we can live without you, but we couldn't live without you forever.
You're the hero we don't deserve, but the hero we need.
Exactly. You said that the wrong way around. All right, we should probably get into the tier list, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's do that. All right, so the first featured server we're going to be talking about is CubeCraft. Or was his favorite?
My ex favorite. No, me and CubeCraft had a bit of a breakup, and I moved on.
All right. That's what he says now, but he really hasn't.
I mean, I was playing CubeCraft the other day. I played every game.
Yeah, I told you. He's still stalking him, dude. Like,
no, were you having an enjoyable gaming experience?
No, it wasn't enjoyable, but it was definitely a gaming experience. No, CubeCraft is an OG server, man. It's your server as well, Jake. Don't forget you started on CubeCraft.
I played a month of it, okay?
A bit more than a month. We made a video of me, you, and Yellowfish.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Big money at Menards. I started on stop motion in Fortnite.
Stop motion.
That's my first video ever. What's 2015 stop motion. Steve's first night. No, you know what I'm talking about.
No,
stop motion
clue.
Minecraft.
It was Minecraft. It was my Lego set, and I just started.
It's like animation orbits.
Oh, okay. I used to make Fortnite montages.
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, no.
The T-Man Wizard of Fortnite.
I also did IRL football videos, but I didn't show my face.
Still?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't show my face in a football video.
He wore, like, you know the bandana in, like, his profile picture? Like, he just wore that in real life.
I don't think it's a bandana. It's not a bandana, is it?
Is that the thing you get on an airplane, then? Like, you know the thing that they use to sleep?
Yeah, it's a sleep mask, yeah. Because my content's boring and it puts people to sleep.
Yeah, you gotta stick with the brand.
Exactly. All right, so CubeCraft, Jake, and Super. CubeCraft gets the most amount of players on Bedrock Edition. Surely that means it's best, right?
No.
Why? But why? What is it? Let's talk about its pros and cons.
All right, so, I mean, to sum up, CubeCraft is like playing on a Minecraft Bedrock Survivor world. That's what it feels like.
If you want to define CubeCraft, like, you have to define it as quantity over quality.
100%. So, yeah.
So therefore, it's not that good.
It's not really quantity much anymore, though. I just punched my monitor. It's not really quantity anymore, though, because of
what?
They got rid. I accidentally punched my monitor. It's not quantity anymore, though, because of the Magic of Mayhem. They removed Magic of Mayhem, right?
Yeah, but that was the thing, though. Like, they were pumping out updates, and that's the reason why they're, like, the most popular right now. It's obviously going to flip towards the Hive, I think. But
I mean, Skyblock still hasn't had that up there, and that's been put on hold, I believe, so.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably the most popular because people just, like, a lot of people just want to play, like, the basic stuff on Java. Like, they just want to play it on Bedrock. Like, there's literally no creativity with CubeCraft.
Like, that's why they're most popular, but they are nowhere near the best, so therefore I will put them in decent.
Wait, no, you give it a little bit longer, come on.
I've already made up my mind.
No, we need to talk a bit more. I mean, like, it's very mobile player friendly. That's probably also why it's quite popular, because, like, Hive is good for mobile players, but it isn't exactly like the PvP games. Aren't exactly mobile friendly, whereas CubeCraft, the PvP is so scuffed, it's perfect for every device. And that's why people love it. But I mean, like, you know, some of the games are good. Some of the games are original. I think Skyblock is very cool. It's the first server on Minecraft Bedrock to have Skyblock without it being crappy kind of thing. But there's also, like, the gameplay, like, the PvP isn't the best and stuff like that. I'd say decent as well. I guess actually I'd agree with you on decent. What about you, Jake?
I'd be leaning toward decent, yeah. It's like, it's not amazing. It's like, it's pretty overrated.
Yeah.
But it's not a terrible server. We've got a lot worse ones.
I mean, compared to some of the other servers on the list, I can't
say. Such as the Hive, you know. I mean,
No, but there's some servers on there that are good, and I just don't think CubeCraft matches that. But there's also some servers that are meh, and I don't think CubeCraft matches that. Something's perfect down the middle, so that's going in decent.
It's literally mid.
It's literally, yeah, they fell off. Next up, we have Mineville, the only, other than Pixel, I mean, Pixel Paradise has gone a bit better, the only pay-to-play server on Bedrock Edition. So, let's talk about Mineville. Do you guys, I mean, the pizza thing's pretty cool, right?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't know any knowledge of Mineville, yeah. Really.
I've played it, like, once or twice, and it was literally just
actually logged on in it instead of the Hive, that's my experience.
Yeah, because that's so similar, right? That's a mistake that's gonna be made.
I mean, like the logos.
Isn't this the roleplay server?
Yeah, but you have to. No, I kid you not. I kid you not when I say this. You have to pay to play any of the games on the server. Like, there's no free games on the server.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think me and Evident made a video on this.
The prisons is cool. I paid for prisons once. It was like £2. It was because I like prisons.
Me and Evident played this server. And we, like, mined out of the map.
Oh, I remember seeing that. Yeah. Yeah.
That was so cursed.
The prisons once is cool, but it's, like, really laggy. I feel like if it wasn't so laggy, I'd probably give it a bit of a better rating than what I'm planning on giving it. But, like, the prisons are really laggy. The games... I mean, actually, no, they do have in PvP. But I feel like I should have put down a separate category. But we'll link under Mineville for now. So they have in PvP, which is technically a different server, which is all the mini games that are free to play. But that isn't really Mineville, is it?
So, I mean,
are we gonna rank down the Mineville? Because then that makes it more complicated. And I haven't got MPVP on here.
I mean, MVP Mineville, the same thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, just kind of. I mean, the free to play games are cool, but they don't have enough players on it because they don't promote that. They only promote the pay one. So the free, like the TNT one, is pretty cool. But once again, you can't really play it because no one really logs on, and they have too many games that are MVP.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards, from your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings. Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's Durafighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Durafighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details. Save big money at
Menards. PvP lobby for anyone to like fill up a game, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
right.
Because they hide it in the main lobby. In the main lobby, they hide against
MVP. They overexpanded.
Yeah, would overcompensate be the word? I don't think it would it?
They're not really compensating. Yeah. They just overexpanded.
We'll go with that. We'll stick with that. That's cool, but like in the main lobby, they hide it. They also have like when you go to the edge of the map, there's like a bunch of trees, but there's like barrier blocks. You just can't go anywhere. And if you do any of the quests in the lobby, you literally have to pay to get your rewards.
Like, it's just a worse, less funny version of Pixel Paradise, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a roleplay job server. That's what they labeled it as, a roleplay job
server. Honestly, I know where I'm going to put this.
I know where I want to put it as well, but I mean, Jake, you can go first for this one and we'll go. What kind of
I'm going to put meh. I'm going to put meh.
Meh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going. I was going to go straight for why.
So was I.
Yeah.
I was just going to go right for why.
Why is this
like. I think it's. What is it called? Like, it's baby. Pixel Paradise is probably like worse because it's like a second version of it. And I was like, what was the need to make it when you already made the first version of it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, I don't remember having to pay to get a job. Like, you have to pay to do jobs on a roleplay job server.
I mean, you have to pay to like do anything on Pixel Paradise except Spleef.
No, it's like they've got a few more free games. They've got that like new one that's out.
A bit more like Mineville just sounds like a worse Pixel Paradise.
But you which look is at everything
pretty,
as
that's
well.
Pretty bad considering right. Like knowing Pixel Paradise's release.
All right, and they don't have a funny social media manager, so
yeah, no,
we'll go why then.
You still got to look at every single aspect.
Do they even have a social media?
They do, yeah. But like with Qprop, like I know we didn't really touch on it too much, but the
is it just in PvP?
Social media manager? Yeah, but it's crap. They don't really promote. I mean, like they posted something and then like Pixel Paradise rolled them. Which is weird.
Which do you prefer, Mineville, Pixel Paradise, literally anything else was the victor.
Wait, they made that. Oh yeah, Mineville at MPVP. Here you go, yeah. Oh, yeah, see, that sums it up.
Wait,
really.
What?
Yeah, look, search up at MPVP on Twitter and look at their most recent tweet.
At MPVP.
There's also like a tweet of like Pixel Paradise just like rolling them as well when they did the exact same person, which is weird, but you know.
How did this not get like... I'm kind of glad this didn't get it. This has to get removed from the featured server.
It's never going
to
get removed.
The only reason it's there is because it's pay to play.
In the end, it's a little bit of extra money for my Microsoft, right? Because there are going to be like little kids paying for that. That's the issue.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, we have to look at every aspect, not just the server, but how it's run, the social media.
Like, I would rather them go, like, be a bandwagoner and go play CubeCraft.
So we put Mineville in Y, yeah?
I would.
All right, Mineville's down in Y.
All right, so the third featured server we're going to be talking about is Lifeboat.
Whoa, Lifeboat's cool, yeah, right?
Another great server on Minecraft Bedrock.
Free game modes, they, to be fair.
They used to be really, really good.
Really? I heard that, yeah.
They used to, like, they had Bedrock server. Well, they weren't really Bedrock, but it was, like, they had Minecraft Pocket Edition servers, like, monopolized. Like, yeah. They were the hive of, like, 20...
Yeah, I heard, like, I mean, I've seen, like, old mobile, like, videos on them. Apparently, they used to be amazing, but once Microsoft sort of the pay-to-win feature, that's when they started to slowly fall off, right?
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people used to work with them who, like, are in our community today.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Potato Pie used to work for them?
Potato customer did. Service, I believe, and I know a few people used to, like, mod the server.
Also, was it Irish Potato?
Yeah, she was a helper, I believe.
Yeah.
I remember, like, loading up, like, Lifeboat survival games on, like, my iPad, too. And people would have, like, MVP Plus, and I'm like, no, how did I die? You know?
Was that when it was pay to win, right?
Yeah, that's when they had, like, all the kits and stuff that you could buy.
Yeah.
I, like, honestly, I know more about the old Lifeboat than I do about the current Lifeboat.
I feel like we have to rank on, like, what they did, like, with the... Oh, yeah, go on, Jake, sorry.
I mean, no, I'm agreeing with Sipper. I think, like, there's not much, like, I think it's, like, a worse CubeCraft, I would say. Like, there's not many, I don't think it's roleplay. I think it's mainly just, like, living in the shadow of CubeCraft, but much worse.
I think it's just stuck behind, you know? Yeah. And, like, didn't it get, like, caught in controversy or whatever?
Yeah, probably. So there's a few times, actually, with the old thing that was pay to win. No one got compensated for that, so everyone who bought it just lost their money when they removed it.
Yeah.
There was also the... I don't want to get too much into it, because this isn't going to be a controversial podcast, but there was also a big thing about the LGBT thing.
Yeah.
Apparently the bot being like that, a bit weird, etc. The bot ignores me, but the bot ignores YouTube ranks. Like, I remember I was on a server with someone.
The bot? What's the bot about?
Kim. Her name's Kim, so you can talk to her in chat, basically.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Yeah,
and
in Lifeboat chat,
mm-hmm. Yeah, Minecraft chat. She replies. Okay. But, like, if I talk to her, she ignores me. But then if someone who doesn't have a rank talks to her, she responds, like, instantly the entire time. I know, but there's controversy around her of, like, some of the stuff she said. But, like, she's
their male bot.
Well, and I talked to a few people. Apparently, she's, like, randomized her answers. So there's, like, 50% chance she says yes, 50% chance she says no. Because they can't exactly track every single, like, chat message, if that makes sense. So when people ask her questions, like, do you like this, do you like that, and she'll say no, that's where the controversy came. Mm-hmm. But I'm not defending Lifeboat, so don't see it as I'm defending Lifeboat.
Yeah, no. Lifeboat just, like, feels like a server that didn't evolve with the time.
Yeah, they kind of just were good for mobile, and they just didn't move on with...
Yeah, and then, like, once Bedrock started to, like, evolve, they just thought, like, it was gonna stay the same, and then featured servers came, and that sort of put them off the map.
So you played it before it was a featured server?
Well, I have, but that's, like, recent. Like, you used to have to put in the IP port and all that, but before featured servers.
I didn't know that. I mean, the new games are pretty cool. There are some alright games. They have the Bed Wars, but it's really laggy, and, like, you can't bridge all the way up without it, like, it lagging. You have to do it really slowly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the knockback's broken.
The knockback's broken. That's also CubeCraft. That's not the knockback's broken. I remember once I was doing a video on Yellowfish's channel. I was playing Bed Wars. Capture the Wall or whatever, but it was like, oh, it was Mega Bed Wars, something like that. Anyways, and I was, like, speed bridging, and on his screen I was flying because my blocks weren't placed, like, it didn't take the blocks out of my inventory, so I was technically building on nothing. And then eventually one of us got kicked by the anti-juke, which is really scuffed. I mean,
isn't there a Bed Wars version of in Lifeboat?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Bed Wars, yeah, but you can't stack up properly, it's really laggy. There's also, like, they
is
have
it
some
just
unique
Bed Wars.
Something like that, yeah. They do have some pretty unique games as well. Like, there's one about, like, if you turn into mobs and you kill people, that kind of stuff. Like, there are some pretty unique, cool games, but for the most part, it's not a very fun server,
like,
to play.
Mob Hunt? Is that the game?
No, like, I'll be a zombie, and then I chase, like, people who are living. I can't remember the name of it. But it's a unique game. I haven't seen it on any. Yeah, so like you start. So it's like Infected, basically Infected. That might be
Capture the Flag, survival game, zombie apocalypse, survival mode, prison, bed wars.
Oh, the survival mode is so player boyed. They have like 2k, 3k people in that survival mode world. It's so boyed. I mean, I'd give it a meh. I'd give it a meh. Mindfield bad.
Yeah, I agree.
As good as CubeCraft.
You know, I get some players actually.
Yeah, but I'm mostly botted. But yeah, meh, Marius. they are botted. We're not gonna pretend they're not, okay? I made a tweet about this before. That I will happily be controversial about this. I made a tweet about this before. They had like 4k people playing on their survival. Just make your own world. There's no way 4k people are playing Lifeboat Survival and like 2k are in Bed Wars. I was like apparently like 7k people were AFK in a lobby. Like, there's not 7,000 people who have logged onto Lifeboat to go AFK.
Yeah, no. It's like they're just like clinging.
Clinging for straws at that point. They're just like,
yeah, they're clinging for their prior success. It's like when you get like one viral video and then, then you try to replicate it.
Yeah, exactly. Move my CubeCraft Easter accounts. One like 100k view video and I'm just like clutching for straws.
If I do the same thing next time and do it better, it'll work again. And then it just like flops.
That's how logic works, right? That's how it works, right? Right? So next up, the fourth server we have is Pixel Paradise. One of my favorite servers, actually. And if this was a funny tier list and not legit one, it'd be going straight into best, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not the best. Pixel Paradise is decent. It definitely has made a comeback from its release. It's not good, but it's like bad.
It's
good.
Nowhere near like where the average should be, but it is like compared to the other Bedrock servers, it's actually not that bad. Like, it's probably in the middle. Like, it's getting better. I just don't know if it can be better. If
definitely
that makes
not
sense.
Gonna be good tier. It's never gonna be good above kind of thing. But like it's the social media manager definitely carries it. I might be a bit of a like a boring Barry or whatever it is. I guess I don't really care. But it is getting a little bit boring, the social media manager, in my opinion. Like, it was funny at first. I'm not trying to be like a downer.
Yeah, no, he just looks like a bad person.
No, it's not just about being a bad person. It's just like a desperate attempt now. It's like what you said earlier, Super. If I do it once, then it'll be funny every single time, right? Right? Like, right? Don't get wrong. It's funny sometimes, but like the constant ratioing or the constant they give away like free stuff on the Twitter. Like, you can have this for free. Why not just give it to everyone for free? Like, why is that?
They need like something fresh, but that's just their social media. Like, their server as well. Just they need better servers, but it costs like a lot of money, and I doubt they were willing to put that much money to. Because isn't it also owned by MPVP?
Yeah. This is my
So baby. They're running like 3 different servers, right?
Yeah.
They run a lot.
Well, I talked about this in my Pixel Paradise video when it first released. There's like a screenshot, I believe you've both seen it, of like them saying that like in PvP, not sorry, Pixel Paradise is more aimed at a female audience. So I said it's like, it's weird, like the Mineville is like made for boys apparently because it's working, and then like Pixel Paradise is a resort, so they've aimed it more at females. So it's like it's technically Mineville's baby sister, but it's also better, if that makes sense. I enjoy Spleef. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I'm not even in a funny way. I know I do. Nah. Like, no, when no. I'm bored. No, when I'm bored, Jake. Okay.
What sponsorship is
this video is sponsored by Pixel Paradise.
See, like the reason why the Spleef is like fine is because it's just been done before, and like you could just code that in a world and it could be fun.
No, but it's like, you know? I mean, it's just nice to play in my downtime. No server has Spleef, so it's just nice to play. Like, until Hive Arcade comes out. It's funny enough, I've never played Zekwa, whatever it's called. Never played it. I need to. I'm going to at one point, but I've just never played it.
Yeah, that server is a lot better.
Featured server wise, then. Yeah, Exup, I believe. Or I don't know if Powerball were or if he sold it again or whatever, but yeah, it's something to do with that. But feature server wise, this is the only server with Spleef, and it's just nice to play in my downtime. Until Hive release Arcade, I'm getting a little bit bored of constant Treasure Wars and Skywars. I don't play the other game modes. That's my own problem, but I don't play the other game modes. No, I'm not going to say I'm bored of Hive because of Hive, but I'm bored of Hive because it's my own problem. Like, you know, I'm not going to be one of those people. But it is my own problem. And maybe I should play Deathrun every now and then, but I find it boring, so like to constantly play.
Right.
But yeah, so Pizza Paradise, other than the paid aspect of things, I think the games are pretty cool. Their new one is pretty cool. I like the idea of the prisons because I've always loved prisons. It's just sad that you have to pay for it. I got everything for free though. I made a video about it, I got everything for free. So I guess I'm a
you
bit
still have it?
Probably, yeah. I'd like to say I probably do. Don't know why they'd remove it from me after I made the video. They got like 6k views, which is amazing.
Were you nice to them? I forgot. Were you nice to them?
Yeah, I was just like on Twitter, can I get everything for free for video? I was like, yeah, sure.
No, but for the actual video.
Oh yeah, it was really nice. I was just, it was cool, like the owner of Pizza Paradise loved me. And it was just story time of, you know, of, I mean, I might make more story time videos. I have like little shoes that are arriving by Thursday. That'll be pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, they're literally shoes like with Lidl on them.
You keep posting about your shoes.
Yeah, the Greg's ones the Greg's ones haven't been sent out for delivery yet, so I've like put in a it's been 10 days, so I've put in a report about it, so I might not even get them.
You have like three posts all about like different shoes.
Yeah, is that a problem with my shoe collection?
Yeah, when are you getting the Naughty Ways Orbis?
I might get them at one point, but I think Greg's shoes are clear.
Where's your Jordans? I don't see any Jordans.
Oh, I found on eBay like £170 McDonald's Jordans, and they were like size 17. I wanted to call
getting,
them
like,
so
food
badly.
Food restaurant shoes.
Because it's funny. It's funny. I have a great jumper. It's funny.
How much is that in dollars?
170 is probably like $200, give or take.
It's probably 200, yeah.
200? Why would you spend...
Because they're drippy. Drippy McDonald's shoes. I mean, technically this is Pixel Paradise. We're talking about like a lot of money being spent for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Pixel Paradise. I'd say it's decent here.
It's either decent or like top of meh.
Top of meh, really? I was gonna say top of decent.
It's
Orbit is worried about losing his in game.
No. It's just I think Pizza Paradise tops Cubecraft. That's me being dead serious as well. I do think it tops Cubecraft.
There's no way.
I don't think it does. No, I really like. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, we did forget to specify at the start of this, all three of us, me and Jake, because it's our podcast. We're doing this on majority vote, so if we do go with top of meh. Them two go over top of meh, it will be top of meh, final thing. Like, obviously, I can't just be like, yeah, screw you guys, that, no. Yeah. So you guys aren't going to be convinced to go for top of decent.
Yeah, no, listen, like, I have looked into 14,605 realities, and there is literally none. Pixel Paradise is better than Cubecraft.
It is, though. It is. It just is, though.
Where's your reasoning?
Yeah, I'm actually, like, curious. Why
it's like... literally just a social media manager for you.
The server is just better in it.
No.
It's just
dude, and it is okay. Just to, like, slap your sentence on the back.
Okay, tell me. Okay, if Hive disappeared, would you play Cubecraft or would you play Pixel Paradise?
Cubecraft.
Oh,
actually,
you're
I'd play
lying.
Neither.
You're lying.
But, yeah, Galaxite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if Galaxite and Hive disappeared, would you play Cubecraft or Pixel Paradise?
Cubecraft.
There's no way you're playing Cubecraft
over
Pixel Paradise. Are you being serious?
Yes.
Okay,
what?
All right. We'll go top of meh. Okay, we'll go top of meh. There's no way I can convince you. We'll go top
the
of
sign,
meh.
This sign, this sounds like an X thing to me. I don't know. A hatred.
I strongly dislike Cubecraft.
You say that, but we know you're stalking him.
How am I stalking him?
We know what you're doing.
I don't even follow their Twitter account.
You played the other day. Come on, man.
Yeah, on stream, and I'm also making a video about why I don't like it.
Told you.
Yeah. Also, really quickly, just off topic here. Can we talk about how Google Play is just replied to Turbo Pink?
Oh, yeah, I know.
YouTube Gaming and Google
Play?
Yeah, just replied to YouTube Gaming tweet.
Why Google Play? Is that like...
What's wrong with it?
They're about a sponsor Turbo Piggy.
Is that a smart speaker?
We're keeping this in the podcast, by the way. This is just going to be a completely off-topic section. This could be a highlight. Screw it. Yeah, it's so coincidental that they post Turbo Piggy after the podcast talking about how it was on Twitter. Does that make sense? I'm not saying it's because of the podcast. I'm just saying it's like, do you know what? Do you ever do something? It's just like, that is crazy timing.
Yeah.
Let me just tell her. There we go.
But yeah, okay, right. Back to the actual podcast now.
All right, so the fifth Minecraft Bedrock feature server we're going to be talking about is the one and only Galaxite. Take it away, Orbitz.
You sound so enthusiastic. You just introduced it and just chucked it on me.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Why are you
We're
going to
be talking about Galaxite.
Galaxy is the newest featured server. Two bedrock.
I do not sound like that.
This server is such a good server.
I won a tournament once, so I got a special prize.
No, Jake, you didn't, or Matuki came second.
Okay, all right, screw you. Okay, you didn't even play in that tournament, Jake. I don't hear it from you.
Then I didn't have enough subs.
Yeah, exactly. You're subless.
Wow.
So yeah, what are your thoughts on Galaxide and Supergon? You don't really play as much as me and Jake have, so.
Okay, Galaxide. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking. Hold on. okay, Galaxite. I honestly like Galaxite. Okay, this is my second favorite Bedrock featured server. Spoilers.
Okay.
You know, but it has room for like so much growth. I think like they just have to be careful about what their next updates are.
How so?
Okay, so did you see their new post?
Oh, about the new the pay to vote for a map thing.
Yeah. The only reason I bring it up is because I don't want them to turn into like another like pay to play. You know,
it's borderline pay to win, to be fair.
Yeah, like it's more pay to win, but I just don't want them to focus on the paying part.
They have recently announced that with that thing, if you pay for it, you can vote for any map, even if it's not show. So you know, like on the Hive, has like those 5 maps you can vote for, but that's not every map in existence.
Yeah.
With this thing, if you pay for it, you can vote for a map that isn't on the voting poll, so you can vote from like your own map. If that makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't know how much are the power votes.
I know it's like free for like £1 or not.
No, but the problem is they're not renewable. They're like disposable. Like they go away.
Yeah, that's
it's not.
Well, no, so if your map doesn't get voted for, you get it back, which is I guess a cool thing. And also,
yeah,
releasing
but the
a
odds of
currency.
That happening are just low. So
yeah, exactly.
Like you lose it in 3 games, right?
And no one votes anyway. Well, you lose 3 after 3 games, yeah. But no one votes anyway, so I don't see the point. Like if you have ultra, you get like 2 votes, so you're almost guaranteed to have your map played. And with this, they are also introducing a brand new currency, so I will back them on that part, where, like, you can earn it in-game and then buy it with your in-game currency. I still don't like the idea of it. Yeah, it's cool. I still feel like it's very pay-to-win, though, even if it's, like... Or even then...
I think in-game currency is fine. Like, if there's no money involved...
Then... Yeah, but that hasn't been involved yet. And that's including in-game currency, so you can do it with money or in-game currency. It won't just be restricted to in-game currency, if that makes sense.
I see.
Which, once again, it's an alright idea, don't get me wrong, but it's not something I'm, like, too fond of. I mean, Galaxy itself is good. The new parkour builders is really cool. Some of the games are pretty cool.
They have really good games.
I don't like how it's very unmobile friendly, or, like, if you have a crap PC, you can't really run it probably, because the UI The UI is cool, but it's very, very overwhelming, some of the stuff.
I'm pretty sure the Hive is going to become like that, right?
It's not incredibly optimized, Galaxy, but, like, they can't really blame themselves.
Yeah,
because
no.
If you want to optimize it, you gotta take stuff out.
But you gotta make it simple. Like, they have like stuff moving in the lobby, which just increase. Like, it's like what Qproft did with like the moving like stuff. I mean, Hive are borderline becoming it, but not like they have a moving train and stuff. And like,
when the Hive does their arcade update, like, wouldn't they also be using like a ton of like entities and like UI and? They're bringing back the train, and they're going to have lot.
Hive optimized it fairly well on the Sonic. I can tell that.
Yeah, I just hope, like, Galaxy has to figure out how to, like, optimize it a bit better. I mean, and I also think, like, their problem is... sorry to cut you off, but I also think their problem is, like... They're sort of, like, in a tough situation, because they're there, but they don't have the player count, because everyone either goes to the Hive or KubeCraft.
Yeah, exactly. They're the two servers. Like you're more likely to play the servers with the most player count if you're new to Minecraft, and that's what they want. They want the new players, but new players are more likely to click on the.
Exactly. I mean, to new players, Galaxite just looks like an old, rundown Bedrock server from their player count.
Yeah.
Like I played KubeCraft when I first like got Bedrock Edition, and I played that server for like 4 months before. Like I tried out Hive and stuff, but that was my main server. And even then, because I played on controller mostly, that's why I did play Hive, because I just couldn't on controller. I was good, but I wasn't that good. So I like just stuck to KubeCraft. But with Galaxy, it's like, you know, it's not exactly the most. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not a non-appealing server. But it's also something I'm like, oh yeah, this will be the first server. Like, I don't know, it's just something about KubeCraft's branding and like their color scheme and stuff. It just makes you want to click that server first, if that makes sense, even without the player.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
Exactly. Like, space theme on Minecraft is, like, probably confusing to a lot of people. But, I mean, you can't really do much.
Yeah.
This is going to sound really weird, but I'd rather click a light blue logo than a dark purple logo.
Well, yeah, because it's more appealing to the eyes. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing with, like, thumbnails. You know?
Yeah, you click on the brighter thumbnails, right?
Yeah, you'll click on a brighter thumbnail, but, like, if something if it just doesn't look appealing and it doesn't have the numbers like to back it up, like, why would you play it? They're given really no reason until they actually, like, decide to make the conscious decision to be like, okay, I'm going to play Galaxite and see how it is.
And with, like, the dancing NPCs and stuff, like, even sometimes I lag in a lobby and I don't lag on any other server. And that's what Hive's not doing. They're not going to make dancing NPCs. And, they have a moving train, but they're not going to have, like, a crazy overwhelming UI.
I feel like
the UI confuses me a lot on Galaxite. I sometimes struggle to find my friends list.
Oh, yeah. Like, they could definitely do better with their, like, UI designs. And I think they should also get rid of, like, some unnecessary stuff that could be lagging, like, lower devices, because it's really not worth it.
I mean,
they could have
itself,
like, the cool stuff, you know?
Yeah
exactly. Like, the games are like great,
and
you
the
know?
Gameplay the gameplay is very nice as well.
Yeah
and I like the staff, like, the staff are very, very responsive. I guess that's because of a low player count, but that still stands. And then, like, the tournament, like, the fact they hosted a tournament was really cool, and like the community tournaments, all that kind of jazz. That's what, like, makes it good, I guess. Just the UI, like, kind of doesn't make them the best, if that makes sense, because we're not doing a tier list based on player counts, because we were and Qproth for being best, right so we're just doing it based on the actual server itself. And I feel like if the UI was a bit more cleaner and a bit better, I definitely think it could be up there with one of the best. It'd be like low best, but it'd be best. But I just don't think
I think
be best based on that and the new feature.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot of bugs that still need to be fixed. I think I say personally, for me, it'd be good.
I think if you give it, like, 1 to 2 years, it could probably give the Hive a run. Like, yeah, it could give the Hive, like, a run for its money, you know?
For sure.
Like, it's definitely going to be up there. Like, if they just figure out what they want to do, like, how to market it and how to make, like, all their issues, like, better, and they really, like, dedicate themselves to it, they could definitely go from, like, wherever we're going to put them to, like, the best.
Yeah.
And that's what they're planning on doing, so we'll see. And I guess.
Exactly.
So are we all going to... I know you haven't said you're super, but I'm just going to assume we're going to go with that. Are we all agreeing that it's a good server?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah? Galaxy ain't good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, nice. Anything else that's on that matter, or are we just going to leave it there?
Not really for me.
Okay, I think that we should say song. Orbis, you remember the Alex podcast? Alex said, like, most of the other featured servers have had experience, like, on Java and stuff, running servers.
Oh, you know,
they're still learning every day, so that's also a thing that they need to do and develop.
Yeah, because that's,
so, yeah,
I guess
also
that's, like,
be
we
a factor
said
on their growth
in, like, 2 years' time. Once, because like with Hive and Cooper and stuff, like you just said there with Alex, he said it was on they were all on Java Edition. So I guess 2 years down the line, once they've caught up in a sense with Hive and they're learning with the Hive, that's when they will definitely be like, yeah,
exactly,
we can definitely wait in competition with you now, kind of thing, rather than, you know, we're like trying to catch up. If that makes sense. Like I kind of said it to him on the podcast. All right, so the next server that we're going to talk about is Mineplex. Go right this time, Mineplex. another server starting with M that, well, the only other server starting with M that I can safely say from myself isn't a very good server.
No.
They stole my money. So this might be a bit biased, but they stole my money. All right.
They did?
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
So I was playing it. Oh, God, this must have been like last Christmas and not the most recent Christmas, the Christmas before
that.
What
a great Christmas present.
I know. So I went onto the server and I was playing with two of my old Discord mods. And they had this thing that you could buy, and it was like this thing that you could buy to sell like fireworks in the lobby. It was like, I think it was like £3 for like 5 or something. Me being the funny guy I am, I thought I'd just buy it to test out. So I did two of them. I did two of the fireworks things, and they set off, and I didn't realize it explodes and give it to everyone. I thought it was only for me. But that's not what the scam was, anyways. So I got bored of the server and I logged off. And then like 2-3 weeks later, once the Christmas event had gone, I logged back on, and my 3 fireworks that I hadn't used were just gone. Didn't even get them. They just disappeared. I tried looking everywhere for them, all gone. So they technically stole my money. You know, because they never said it was limited. Like,
did you report the bug?
Yeah, no, yeah, I did. I reported it. I set up the screenshots on my phone. I reported it for things like, well, you have no proof that you bought it, so we're not going to give you your money back. It's like, so you're telling me I have to record myself purchasing something on your server to get my... And there was also like, oh yeah, because it was through Minecraft as well, it's hard to give your money back. I'm just like...
Well, they don't even have logs. Apparently I mean, not. You know, that is true. That like, they can't... Like, Microsoft can barely issue refunds.
But okay, yeah. Well, they could have compensated me and gave me my free fireworks at least. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, I don't play the server, so I couldn't care less, but they still should have compensated me for it, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, yeah. Instead of just saying, yeah, we can't do anything about it because you don't have proof of you purchasing it. Like, okay. Like, you know, so surely there's something you can do. I kind of wish I recorded it now, because I was, once again, going to make a video about it. I could probably still, but it wouldn't really be that interesting or relevant. But, so that. They also have Skyblock. I don't know if they have it now, because I haven't logged onto the server for a while, but they still had Skyblock in development last time I checked. Yeah, there you can play it. I will say, though, that the creative housing is pretty cool.
I really like Speed Builders. I think that that's, like, a really good game.
Oh,
like,
is that the one with the fish? With the Guardian?
Yeah, when I played CubeCraft, yeah. I used to play it, like, with my IRL friends, and it was so fun. Now, it's pretty laggy, but I think, like, it's, like, another feature server should implement on it. Because it's a really fun game mode.
That'd be great for Hive Arcade, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I will say Speed Builders. I like
Speed Builders. That was the only thing I played on Mineplex. Other than, like, because I didn't know Hive existed at the time, I played, like, a copy of Just Build, basically. Like, I think it was called, like, Master Builders.
Oh, yes.
I was talking about.
Yeah, I but I mean, Speed Builders is so good.
Mini Wars was good, but it was also really laggy, which was really sad.
I haven't played Speed Builders.
Speed Builders.
I haven't done much Mini Wars.
If it wasn't laggy, there was also this other one that was quite cool. And it's like, it was like 1v1s. It was like 1v1 arenas. But if someone left it, like, the first time I played it, when someone left it, like, broke the whole game. So I was stuck in my arena.
Yeah.
But the same time I played it, they'd fix it, which was pretty cool. I remember I deleted it now, but I made a video about it, and I came up against someone in the game who, like, recognized me and was making a video themselves. It's like, cool. But, yeah, I mean, the games are good, the games are cool, but it's actually about the gameplay of the games. Like, they're really lagging and stuff like that.
Right, so, really buggy.
Yeah, because we can say the game mode idea is good, and it's like, the game mode concept is good, but we can't say it's good if it's not, like, playable, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
I don't think it used to be, but... I think the fact the gamers alone and their like ideas, I think that definitely keeps it out of Y for me.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'm gonna put it. I don't know actually. I'm probably gonna put it in there.
Yeah, I don't think I can put it up there with CubeCraft because
it's only got a few good gamers, but then again, they're incredibly lying.
Well, yeah. What about you, Super? Do you have much experience on other than like Speed Builders? Do you have much experience on?
I mean, I used to like play it. I'm pretty sure they had like a hunt in the hub once.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they did that.
But they used to do 30 items. It was almost impossible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they took forever.
I remember getting on the sign. I don't know. It's really not, like... I wouldn't say it's completely meh, but it's also not, like, completely
decent. It can't be decent.
I know. Like, it can't be decent. It's like the top meh.
Because how I see is... CubeCrafts can't be put on the same list, like, on the same tier as Galaxite, but then this can't be put on the same tier as CubeCraft. But then it's also not meh. And, I mean, it has to be made, like, another bracket. Oh, wait, top of meh? Yeah? Do you want to go top of meh?
I think top of meh.
Top of meh, yeah.
Are we keeping Pixel Paradise above Lifeboat, yeah?
Or
are we
moving honestly, on? Yeah. I would.
I probably would think Lifeboat's better because there's way more games and a lot more functionality, I guess.
Yeah, but then we also have to talk about how fun the games are. Like,
I mean, like, they are just like
copies. Both are like very equal.
They are just copies of CubeCraft, but like,
yeah. Do we just keep it the same for now, and we can discuss it a little bit?
I think keep it the same.
Yeah, okay, just cool. Keep it
sure.
All right.
So the penultimate featured server we're talking about is the Hive. Let's go, best server.
We're all gonna be so biased.
We have no bias.
Every other server on this list is.
But I feel
be
like
there's
a difference between bias and actually like.
I feel like it's earned
a
bias.
Good opinion, a based opinion.
Yeah, it's like earned bias, you know.
And
like,
it's also a tier list. Every tier list is gonna be biased, right?
Because anyone that likes, like, let's say Mineplex over Hive is just coping, and they just they just grew up with it or something.
People who put Mineville over Hive are just I don't understand. I don't know how they do it. I mean, we're gonna have CubeCraft and Galaxite mains raging. I've seen them raging over tier lists. So they're gonna be raging at the fact that we're gonna be biased towards Hive here, but oh well. I mean, there are a few cons with Hive, I guess. I'm trying to think of some that I can say off the top of my head.
In my opinion, though, like, the cons aren't big enough to, like, derail it, you know? Like, I know that's, like, not exactly, like, a controversial take. That's, like, the most safe take you could have, but it's really the only one that makes sense. But
I mean, everything's going to have cons, though. Like, if it was perfect, then it'd have every single player on Minecraft Bedrock. Like,
the thing isn't like the tier isn't called perfect. It's called best, and it is the best. I mean, there's not a better rendition on Bedrock.
I do want to talk a bit more about it though, because it's very easy just to say it's the best and put in the best. So I mean, we've all agreed it's going to be.
Yeah,
the best.
I'd rather just like
but
say
I don't
the
talk
reasons,
about it a bit. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the new arcade. Hopefully, I mean, I definitely say if arcade wasn't releasing, I wouldn't put in good, but I feel like it'd be a little bit tempting to because of like they haven't updated in the last 2 years, but because we know there's an update coming, it's very easy to say it's going to be the best, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Or like it said is the best. I enjoy the game modes. Oh yeah, go on, Jake.
I'm just gonna say this now. A lot of people are saying like arcade is gonna be like the new transform of Hive content. Like I don't see a lot of people watching that stuff.
It's gonna be
a really fun game to play, but like people are like complaining. All the creators have no idea what they're talking about, to be honest, because all they're saying is like, oh my god, we can finally upload or whatever. We can finally, not get 10 out of 10s on YouTube. But like,
you don't need updates.
You
don't understand.
Joke, yeah?
Do that.
Make it dying.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm just making sure. I wasn't sure if you're saying that just us. I mean, I said it in CCC the other day. Without any updates, you've noticed that all of the smaller creators have just disappeared. There's short channels. All the short channels have just disappeared without the Hive update. And people
They have no motivation.
It's not just that. Like, they don't look.
They don't look at the bigger picture, and they just like I'm not trying to diss them, but like they don't see the full scope of it, and are like, okay, there's potential in doing these ideas rather than waiting for an update from the Hive. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need
so much
update.
Content that's still being made on Hive, and people aren't capitalizing on it, and all they want is new stuff.
I mean, I said it as well. Like, I said, the Hive not updating is actually perfect because it's brought out the creativity in creators, and it's weeded out.
Right, exactly.
It's weeded out, like, the short channels. Like, Evident has gone from trapping to this new content, and he's enjoying it. Potato Pie is now doing general Minecraft content. Danny's the Bomber's gone into the challenge for money videos. Jake, you've done stuff like speedrunning and like all that kind of stuff. Super, right. You've taken a bit of a break, but you've still got ideas for. No, but I mean, like, I'm like, it's all good. Like, you still got ideas of content to make. You just haven't had the chance to make it, kind of thing. Me, I've moved pretty much completely away from general Hive content. I use it as background gameplay by going to storytime videos. I talked about how McDonald's scammed me. You know, like, and rather than talking about, you know, why I like Hive Skywars, that kind of idea. And I think it's definitely shown the creators who, I mean, actually no, perfect as well, you Jake as well. Like you went into Java speedrunning content. Like it's showing who can branch out and who is restricted to Hive updates.
Exactly.
So like that's why I think Hive updating is like not updating is a good idea. I think arcade is gonna be good. I plan to make a video about it. I'll say what the video is because it's pretty obvious. It's what your favorite Hive arcade game says about you. Yeah. It's obvious that I'm gonna make that video. And I'm sure Super, you might like trolling in arcade or something. Jake might make a video of like speedrunning block drop or something. I don't know. But like we are gonna make videos about it, but the creators who are saying this is revolutionary and this is gonna change the it's not. It's
other than the jewels and the bridge kind of like
exactly. I was gonna say the bridge
actually, yeah.
I don't think jewels is jewels. Like it's gonna be, I don't know. It's like literally just gonna like in most people's eyes, it's probably just gonna be like a ripoff of Hypixel's party games, like in a Java audience, which obviously it isn't. But like no one watches party games for a reason.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But what is like bridge content gonna do? You can make like how, I mean, some people are gonna think of some amazing crazy ideas, don't get me wrong. Like someone might do a 1v1 in my fans in bridge, or Danny might make a bridge tournament, or I might host a Twitch bridge tournament, whatever. But like it's not like you can make 20 videos on bridge, 20 videos on jewels, 20 videos on block drop, and then 20 videos on the new game mode, which is probably gonna be party games or whatever it's called, because it's
been confirmed. Well, I think you can for the bridge.
But give me four tiles off the top of your head now. If you can't, that's fine. I'm not saying you're not going to be able to.
Well, like you could just take like all the regular.
No, don't give ideas. People steal them.
Actually, don't give ideas. Like, yeah, don't do that.
I've seen channels pull it off. You know, like people could pull it off and pull in views. Like the one I pulled up like right now, it gets like 200k views per video.
Can you link it in our?
Yeah, I'll link
it.
We
won't say it out loud.
But like. I don't know if you've seen him, but he's like,
is that Evident Pinker?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but then it's like,
I mean, think, like, bridging is like in the algorithm, you know? So like, just to put bridge, like,
right.
Like, yeah, I get that. So I mean, ultimately, Hive is best. We've already confirmed exactly. That Hive is best, but we just wanted to talk a bit more about it and kind of talk about the creative side of things as well and a new update. Is there anything else to say on the matter? Anyone else? Anybody else got anything to say?
Nope, I think we're good.
So the final server and the only server on here that isn't a Bedrock Edition server, Hypixel. And I already know what my answer is for this, but once again, at the Hive, I want to talk about it a bit more. But then you guys also could have different ideas for this. So Hypixel, we don't play it much. I don't play it much anymore. I do have YouTube rank on it. Do you play it much, Super?
I actually play it pretty often. I play Hypixel a lot.
That made me assume then that you enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I hate Java knockback.
I find really weird is the issue. But that's Java knockback in general. That's not Hypixel. I just find it.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I mean, the player base is something else.
It's very toxic. Yeah. The bridge community, the duels community is so toxic. It is. The amount of times I'm playing duels and like people are like I die and then like, screw you, you're trash. How do you have YouTube rank? I'm just like, cool, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, YouTube rank is meant to make me like amazing at the game, right? Yeah, but the community is definitely a little bit of a letdown. But the games itself, they have a lot of different games. I quite like the simple party games, like TNT.
They have so much. Like, in my opinion, like, Hypixel, you can't really top it yet, but you will be able to.
With more updates, eventually. Hive is definitely working its way there
Hive is definitely getting there. I think they just need to, like, add more games.
I think, honestly, the more pointless stuff Hypixel had, like, the worse it gets, because there's just so much stuff that's so unnecessary.
Yeah, and that they're also neglecting game modes and not updating game modes that people enjoy, even the small ones that people like. Arcade is just neglected, and like some of the games in there are fun. Like I played, can't remember the name of it, but I played one of the games we talked about on one of the old podcasts. Jake.
It was it's Woolworths, right?
Yeah, Bounty Hunters. I said Bounty Hunters, so it's really fun.
Oh.
But War Wars was good. Yeah, that's one of the ones I got to play. That was really fun. But I was looking at Bounty Hunters, but I didn't get to play because I had like zero players. It's been completely neglected. But the game itself looks really fun, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think you're right, though. The more stuff they add, the more they're like slowly falling off because they're splitting. At that point, they're splitting the server too. Like, they keep adding new games.
They're just splitting their player counts into different games, exactly.
Honestly, if they got rid of a few of the dead games and then reintroduced new games, I thought that'd be pretty good.
There's like 30 games. There's so many games that I don't even know.
And that's what people expect Hive to add, and then but they don't think about it. Like, Treasure Wars only. I queue the same people every single day in Treasure Wars. If the Hive added 50 more games, I'll be playing against the exact same people every single game in Treasure Wars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people don't understand. They're like, oh, Hive, add this, and it's just like, well.
Well, I mean, platform-based matchmaking, like, does play into that a lot, because, like, this is what owners have said.
More is my point.
No, the owners have said, like, Hive is 90% mobile players, and 10% any other platform. So we just don't see, we literally don't see, like, all the bad players, mainly. It's just sweats, for the PC community.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hypixel is fun. I think it's definitely a good server. I've gotten a bit more into it lately. Like I said, I haven't played in a while, sorry, but when I was playing it, I got a bit more into it. I do want to again. I like the PvP games for the most part. Do you guys have anything to say about Hypixel?
Well, you talked about, I don't know, fun, I feel like it's not very like beginner friendly at all.
Oh no.
It's very like, if you don't know what you're doing, you're pretty much screwed.
But it's hard to do that at the it's really hard to get to that point though, is the issue.
Yeah. I think they're just getting like complacent.
What do you mean?
I mean, yeah, even like their navigation and stuff upon joining the servers, like there's so much happening. Everything's in your face. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's a bit like, it doesn't look like Galaxy, but it gives me the same vibes of like, this is really confusing kind of thing. I guess it takes me ages sometimes to look for like the lobby I want through like, the navigation thing.
Hypixel's, you know, like the other, like it's over expanding, like the other server, like. It shouldn't be going too far because look at the content that's being made on it. It's all like the same stuff, you know?
Yeah.
People are actually just like straight up starting to move away from just servers in general as well.
Yeah, Hypixel isn't growing. That's for sure. Like, or at least Hypixel content isn't growing.
Yeah, people are
it's sort of hit like a roadblock.
Uh-huh.
People are becoming a lot more creative with the fact of like they make Hypixel content but they aren't restricted to Hypixel. Same with Hive. Like people aren't restricted to Hive content but they're making their content on the Hive. And I enjoy. I do think the player count, like the player, sorry, the player base lets it down a lot. Like being a YouTube rank, I have to nick all the time because they're so toxic. Even in the Discord, they see a YouTube rank and they just think it's an automatic pass to just hurl abuse at you, kind of thing. I mean, yeah. I'm fine with it. I couldn't care less. But the point stands is they're still doing it, kind of thing.
Right.
I think I know where we're all gonna put it, I assume. Unless someone throws a wild card. I'd put it in best.
I would also put it in best.
I'll put it in best, but I'm probably going to put it below Hive.
Ooh.
This is my opinion, though.
What about you, Super? Above or below Hive?
I mean, I feel like you just... You playing it as your main server, or you not playing it as your main server, like, already gives enough away.
But like, I could still like it if I'd been my main server, but I mean...
But then you're asking,
I think if we're looking from like an objective point of view, like from an objective point of view, Hypixel is better than Hive right now.
If it was on Bedrock, would it be your main server, Jake?
No.
And what about you, Super?
It'd be worse.
It wouldn't be mine either. Because I personally think that this might be a hot take, but like Hypixel probably has nothing on like the Hive's quality, you know? Like, Hive's quality is just so high that Hypixel can't really match it, like, at all.
Hypixel,
but at the same
Java
time, like,
server.
They're doing good.
Hypixel is a Java server, dude. Like, it's, yeah. Like, I said this in a video once. It would never thrive on Bedrock Edition because it is a Java server. Like, you know, I mean, I agree. I agree with Jake. Below Hive, yeah?
I'd say below Hive.
Super, I mean, it's going to go below.
It's about even, but, yeah, I'll say below.
This is coming from a Bedrock opinion, but yeah.
There we go.
I just think it's like the Hive is way too polished for Hypixel to even like compete for like quality. Hive just needs more modes.
Right.
Hive just needs more players as well. I mean, I know we haven't said about player counts, but Hive definitely deserves more. I mean,
I think they'll get them if they like start updating a little more, you know?
Do you know what the thing is, though? And it's like, it's. I'm saying this right now, and you guys can reference this in 5 months regarding if I'm right or wrong. I don't care. Hive is releasing Arcade next month. Mm-hmm. The player count is going to go up because of new Arcade, but because it's also summer. The player count is not going up just because Arcade. And when the player count goes back down, people are going to go, oh my god, they need to release new game mode. Arcade brought their game mode back up. It's not Arcade. It's because nobody's in school anymore. The player count is going to go up because nobody's at school. Okay, and it's going to go back down once everybody goes back to school. Arcade is not the reason for the player count rising to the levels it's about to rise to. And you can, if I'm wrong...
It's going to be a big part, but yeah.
Of course, I'm not saying it's not going to play a part, but if I'm wrong and the player count doesn't go back down and I look like a mug, so be it. But if I'm correct, people can look back on it and be like, okay, and every single time someone makes the argument in the future, and if I'm right and someone makes the argument in the future, because do you both agree with me here? What I'm saying? So we can reference this in the future when someone makes the argument of, oh, there needs to be a new game mode, because look what Arcade did to the Hive.
It's a mix of factors.
But it's not solely Arcade, is my point.
Yeah, it's not solely Arcade, it's not solely Summer.
Exactly. So that is the final tier list. I'm just going to run through it one last time. So in Y, we'll go from bottom to the top. So in Y, we have Mineville. In Meh, we have Lifeboat, Pixel Paradise, and then Mineplex being at the top. In Decent, we have Qcroft. In Good, we have Galaxite. And then in the Best, we have Hypixel and then Hive being at the top of Best, therefore making it the best server that we have on this list. Yeah?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Ooh. And obviously, like, I know people who are listening are like, well, that's not my opinion. Like, it's our opinions. We're very biased because, you know, we're literally, like, technically Hive creators, you know? But
yeah,
this is our tier list, and, like, this is all we really need.
I mean, Jake and I on the Inside Minecraft Twitter, we shared the link to the tier list. If you want to do it yourself and leave it below that Twitter post, you can. This is, once again, like Super said, this is completely biased because that's what tier lists are. They are biased, but we just wanted to make one about the servers. And hopefully in the future, Super, if you enjoyed this podcast, you can come back on as a guest and we can talk to you about you. And when we make an updated version of this in the future, maybe with the new feature server, because there is one being planned, and with some other ones, like Zegra, we can add some Java ones in there, make it a little bit longer. If you want to come back for a part two, yeah?
Maybe.
Maybe. Did you enjoy the podcast?
Maybe, like, yeah? I might have some beef here, you know?
Wait, why? Wait, why? Where's the beef?
You'll see in time. I'm staying with it.
Okay, well, super. Thank you for coming on the podcast as a guest. We appreciate it. Jake, do you want to say anything before we go?
Nope, I think we're good.
Super. Do you want to promote where you are? You promote yourself on like your art and stuff like that?
Go subscribe to youtube.com/C/supergamerdx. You know. listen. I'm just gonna say it.
Oh god.
Oh, Jinxer's worse than me! Yes! Yes! What? I finally said it. I finally got to say it.
Is that the beef?
Jakester, you are just so bad. I have had That's enough mean. Of dealing with you. I'm gonna put a wrapper on myself, Jakester, and just rep it better than you.
Oh no.
We'll pick up on this on another podcast featuring Super. You've been an amazing guest, Super. Thank you for making the tier list with us. Jake, thank you again. We will be back with another few podcasts in the future because we've got some pretty big ones lined up. What do you mean, probably?
I told you this.
Oh, wait,
beef.
Oh, did you say no problem? Yeah. Oh, my. Okay, all right. Well, okay.
You could also say probably.
Okay, thank you for watching. This was the Inside Minecraft podcast, and this was our Minecraft server tier list. I know a few people are going to rage, but it is what it is. We'll see you all in another week. Have a good one, and peace.
Adios, amigos.